We don't, death data, I sound like the biggest nerd ever saying I'm going to talk about death data, but death data is about 2 years behind. So the 2020 data is just now coming up. CDC has released some preliminary. The good news is overall, for the second year in a row, suicide rates went down. One group that did go up pretty significantly was 10 to 14-year-old boys. So once again, we're seeing that girls are getting to the hospital, visiting the emergency room, yet the highest increase of actual deaths was in our boys. And so I think it was important for us to sort of just get a ground view of what is the mental health concerns of our students. And I want to say, while we're talking about students right now, it's no different for adults. And our staff we work with every day, we focus so much in even in media and stuff about mental health of students, what's going on. And I often want to say, well, guess where students are learning from? Guess what examples they have? A quote from a social worker probably 5 years ago stated, we keep talking about the culture that's leading to students being in this kind of mental health crisis. And when is the adults we're going to realize we are that culture, that we're creating it? And so I think that's important for us to reflect on, and what really leads to how these laws can negatively impact students.
All right, so you're going to get a moment of law to break up all your mental health information. We're going to talk about required safety drills, and specifically Education Code 37114. As I'm an in-house attorney, I always reference back to our school policies. So this one is in policy CKB, and does reference that we have to have administrative code, and we do, to guide this. Senate Bill 168 was passed in this last legislative session, which adds 37-1141, which gives some better parameters around drills and trying to protect the mental health of students and staff by at least requiring things like notice of an active threat exercise before you just spring it on a teacher and they're actually fearful that we have an active shooter situation. So under Texas law, we have required drills, six different ones. And I want to specifically make sure you understand the difference between a lockout and a lockdown drill. Lockouts are required to do at least once per year, and a lockout is when there's some sort of danger outside of the building. You usually call those when there's been a robbery nearby or an allegation of a shooting in the vicinity, something like that. So you're locking out the bad guys at that point. A lockdown drill, we're required to do one per semester under the current law. Those are when there's a bad guy in the building and you're locking down in classrooms, in rooms. If you're in the cafeteria, you may end up having to go to a secured pantry area, things like that. You're locking down and trying to stay safe while there's usually a shooter or some risk within the building. We're also required to do evacuation drills to get out. That's usually for something like a bomb threat. Shelter in place for hazmat. You never know. Severe weather, which are, if you're my age or older, these are the ones you remember getting in the hall on your knees and covering your head as if that was going to help us in a tornado. And then fire evacuation drills or old school fire drills that we all did. You're required to do two per semester of those. So that's the law, and that's what the law says about those drills. The impact of those drills, though, can be pretty drastic.
I often look back of how did I become interested in this idea of safety and mental health and how it comes together. And it was probably 3 years ago I really started diving into how is what we're doing as a campus impacting our students negatively or positively. And I started thinking of all the laws coming up because of active shooters and wondering all the drills, everything we're doing, how is it impacting our students, our staff, our parents' mental health? And as I was doing some research, this article was talking, it's from Time, it was a Time News article, and it was about this little boy that he was at a football game with his dad, and fireworks went off, and the first thing he thought was active shooter, and started to cry. And it hit me then of, oh my goodness, what are we doing to our students? And that there's a difference between traumatizing and being prepared. And if we're traumatizing, we are actually doing harm. Pre-COVID, anxiety, the rates were 1 in 4 students struggled with anxiety. And I'm like, how much are we increasing anxiety in our building because we think we're helping, but we're really making it worse for our students? And so really started thinking about what is the difference between creating fear and what's the difference in preparing staff and students? And those are two really big differences. There's not a lot of research about the negative impacts of drills and mental health of drills. There's some research on how effective drills are, yet nobody agrees on that. But I found one article, and I put it in the packet, and it talked about active shooter drills in schools and what it was correlated with. So once again, they looked at social media. In social media, what perceptions after a drill versus before. And this was for parents and students. And they noticed that a 42% increase in anxiety and stress and a 39% increase in depression. Now, that's one study. It doesn't mean it's everywhere. I do know times when I've gone into high schools and talked to students about mental health and things and about drills, and they are surprised when we talk about the rates. And then the rates actually aren't higher than they are because of the perceived way we handle things in schools. So I started thinking about what are different ways we prepare for crisis. And I started thinking about what happens when you get on an airplane, right? You go over the safety drills. You know, the flight attendant nicely does if you're on Southwest. They even joke about it, you know. But you go through the safety drills every time you're on there. They don't make it scary. They don't show you pictures of planes crashing.